Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus as we bring this old year to a close and look forward to what God has for us in the new year. And that's what I've entitled this series of teachings, Looking Forward. And there is as I gave an introduction on yesterday's broadcast, there's a passage of scripture that I've always loved, and I'm sure it is dear to your heart, because it should fill us with joy that we have a good Father and that He makes beautiful promises in the Word of God. But we understand they're conditional. We have to meet the requirements, if you will. You know, I'm thinking of that passage of scripture, submit yourselves therefore to God and resist the enemy, and he will flee from before you. Well, we certainly want the enemy to flee from before us, but the condition is submit yourself to God. Remember the seven sons of Sceva? They weren't submitted to God, and they sorely regretted their experience and were left the house naked and beat up because of what the devil did to them. They were trying to minister in the name of Jesus because they saw the results. So, beloved, God wants us to understand His Word so that we can meet the conditions that He's asking of us. And if we will do that in humble submission, then we will see our heart's delight come into reality. And as I shared yesterday, that verse of scripture, Psalm 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. First of all, we have to learn what it means to delight ourselves in the Lord. But if we do that, he will, I think there's two meanings to that, he will actually give us the desires that are in our heart, as well as the desires that just as a unique child of God, very personally, the things that would delight us, he will give us those desires fulfilled. And so let's look at the promise. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Obviously, it is God's will. He's a good Father. And for those of you listening who are parents, you know the joy that fills your heart when your children are happy, when you do something to bless them. It makes you happy. And throughout God's Word, sometimes we puzzle, God, why aren't you answering prayer? Well, sometimes there's a time factor, but the words of Jesus are very simple. Matthew 7:7 says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. That's fairly unequivocal. There's hardly any debate. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Not maybe, perhaps, but they're all very strongly affirmative. And then Psalm 21:2, thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. That was David speaking. And then Psalm 145:19, speaking of the Lord, it says, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. Praise God. All right, so we understand that God's promises are conditional, but let's take a look briefly now at what are our desires. Well, to just simplify this, if you will, there are spiritual as well as natural desires. What are our spiritual desires? Well, those are the yearnings, the desires that we have toward God. It relates to our spiritual life and experience. And let me just share a few beautiful passages from the Word. Psalm 73 and 25 says, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee." What a powerful statement. It's saying that while God gives us relationships, He gives us family, He gives us friends, He gives us a spiritual family in the house of God, that in spite of all that, as dear and as precious as they may be, there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. God is our greatest desire. For those that are passionately in love with Jesus, there's no one, nothing on earth that we would want more than a relationship and a love relationship with the Lord Jesus. And then Isaiah 26 and 9 says, "With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early." Praise God. And of course, look at the phraseology, "With my soul have I desired thee in the night." Well, someone that really loves God desires Him. That's true at all times. But in the daytime, we're occupied. We have activities. We've got jobs. We've got commitments. But generally, at night, that's the quiet time. That's when we're alone or with loved ones in our home. And we tend to be quieter and can concentrate on that love relationship that we have with Jesus. And even though it talks about desiring Him in the night, "With my spirit within me will I seek thee early," it's already looking forward to the morning, to the new day. And Psalm 63 and 1 says, "O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." Oh, what beautiful, timeless words of a soul that is hungering after God. And the wonderful thing is, beloved, that's what God has for each and every one of us. He desires that desire, that love to be awakened in us. And we can thank Him that He has promised to satisfy the spiritual desire of our souls for Him. Okay, you want some scripture? Let me give it to you that describe our spiritual desire being satisfied. Psalm 107 and 9, "For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." And that, of course, I mean, that can be taken both ways, but He definitely satisfies the spiritual desire for Him. Psalm 36 and 8, "They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness," referring to spiritual richness, "of thine house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures." The Amplified says, "You cause them to drink." And then the very words of Jesus found in Matthew 5 and 6, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." So if you're hungry, beloved, if you're thirsty, desiring the Lord and more of Him, beloved, it says clearly, Jesus said, "You will be filled." Lord, may that hunger and thirst increase day by day in our lives. And then, moving away now from spiritual desires that God will satisfy, there are natural desires. We have, because we live in this world, we are, you know, our with our heart, our spirit, we follow after God. But we have another law, the law of sin, as Paul so eloquently described, warring in our members. In fact, at one point he said, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" He says, "I thank God through Jesus Christ." So we have, they're not only desires, they are needs. Also, health, food. If you don't have If you're not in health, if your body is sick and diseased and suffering, it's hard to serve the Lord in the capacity that you could do if you were healthy. We have a need for food. We've got to have food, water. We won't survive very long without it. We need shelter, clothing. And of course, in this modern time in which we're living, we need employment. Spiritually, we need fellowship, friends, family, and of course, marriage partners, children, if that is what God has placed in your heart. All of these, beloved, what I've just shared, are covered by the promises of God's Word. Furthermore, James says in 1:17, every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor neither shadow of turning. Isn't that wonderful? He's the same. Everything around us changes. We change in our opinions, possibly, hopefully not regarding spiritual matters, but in terms of, you know, the simple things of daily living. But he doesn't change. His character, that's referring, of course, to his character, his nature. He's a good God, and because he's a good God, he gives good and perfect gifts. And there's no changing of that. He will never change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we see that the book of James, but he does not mince any words. In James, the 4:3, he says, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." That is a fairly hefty rebuke. We pray, but we don't get what we are praying for, because we're not asking according to God's will. We're wanting our lusts, our carnal lusts, our flesh, to be satisfied. And, well, I see my time is gone. I'd like to read that whole James 4:1-7 in context and then share the Amplified translation. We'll pick up right here tomorrow on this broadcast. But I thank you for joining me. And I want you to know, my radio family, I pray for you every day. My UCM partners, of course, I remember you. And those of you who write, I know specifically how to be praying. However, even if you don't include a prayer request, I pray every day, and I pray in the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit knows what you have need of, not only naturally, but spiritually. And so I thank you for joining me. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.